It's Friday, November 4th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Evangelist Franklin Graham has finished his 50-state tour to every capital in the nation in what he called the Decision America Tour. His final video message encourages Christians to pray, vote, and consider running for office. Graham has told audiences recently that he is considering running for political office himself. The Fox News electoral scorecard for the presidential election still puts Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump by a significant margin, 283-192, with 63 electoral votes in flux. The victor needs 270 electoral votes. Now, the Mormon cult has joined the trend set by Christian mainline denominations that are accepting homosexuality. According to an announcement made in a new video, LDS leader L. Whitney Clayton said the church welcomes, quote, members who identify as gay, lesbian, or bisexual, unquote. The new website, Gay and Mormon, states that it's okay to come out and identify as a gay Mormon, just try to remain celibate. But Jesus said, if the Son will make you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. A jury has decided the case for several high-profile leaders who occupied an Oregon wildlife refuge earlier this year. Not guilty for Amon and Ryan Bundy, who were charged with conspiracy possession of firearms in a federal facility. The two brothers are awaiting their trial in Nevada for charges related to a similar standoff with federal agents on their father's ranch. Ironies never end. The Country Music Association Award ceremonies celebrated Gay Pride Wednesday, while Tim McGraw performed his song of the year, Humble and Kind. McGraw encouraged everybody to, quote, sleep with somebody you love, unquote, in a song he has used to promote Hinduism, Buddhism, and various animist religions. John 8:44 says, you are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Christian tract publisher Jack Chick passed away last week at 92 years of age. Over the years, his small operation distributed 500 million copies of his tracts that would address subjects like hell, the end times, evolution, Roman Catholicism, and the occult. Before he died, Jack Chick said he prayed for, quote, a greater burden to reach the dying world, and to remember we will give an account at the judgment seat of Christ for what we did down here, unquote. North Korean Christians are persecuted more than any other Christians in the world, but they're praying for Western Christians. Reverend Eric Foley of the Seoul branch of the Voice of the Martyrs said that they pray for Americans who put their faith in money and freedom. One Christian defector told Foley that, quote, in North Korea, we have neither money nor freedom, but we have Christ, and we found he's sufficient, unquote. Christian Wright, advocacy director for Open Doors USA, told The Worldview that it is critical to share the stories of North Korean Christians.
It's possible that anywhere from 50 to 70,000 of them, and really hard to know for sure, are suffering from torture in North Korean labor camps or modern-day concentration camps. We've seen the systematic, violent persecution of Christians at the hands of the regime. And this is something that has continued into recent days.
The Worldview asked Christian why Christians are so despised in North Korea.
So if you look at that ideology, there is sort of built into it a concept that Christians must be done away with and that Christians aren't compatible with North Korean society. But beyond that, Christianity is also seen as deeply Western and really despicable within North Korea.
Kristen also shared the one thing that keeps North Korean Christians pressing on despite opposition.
What I find when I speak to persecuted Christians is that there are certain things that keep them moving forward. Knowing that their brothers and sisters around the world have not forgotten them, that they are being remembered in prayer, that they are that their stories are known and that they're being told throughout the world. This kind of thing, I think, really uplifts the persecuted church and the church that is living out their faith under intense circumstances.
The ACLJ is requesting that the Obama administration prove that it has indeed aided Christians who have faced persecution and genocide in the Middle East. U.S. government statistics reveal that 56 of the 11,000 refugees in America are in the Christian minority. That would be about 0.1% out of the 10% of Christian refugees from Syria. It's been 2 years now since one church in Karakash, Iraq, had its last service, and now the Christians are back together. The town was liberated from the control of ISIS in October. Apparently, the discussion is not over yet for Brexit. A British High Court has ruled that Britain cannot leave the European Union without a parliamentary vote. The case will be referred to the Supreme Court of Britain. There is joy in Mudville, or rather Chicago, today. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series in Game 7 Wednesday night. It's the first pennant for the team in 108 years. A Christian woman was captured in a Dallas, Texas Walgreens store this week. The suspect, Jose Torres, allegedly held Carrie Coy at gunpoint for an hour. Coy says that she was never afraid the whole time, and she told Jose, "You know, God still loves you." Jesus said, "Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you." Luke 6:28. And that's the World View on this Friday, November 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.